Well, Tanya, as you know, we are always in the here and now. And for
That's a moment,
we want to step back from the moves because this is also a season of transition. It's spring. Then Passover begins on Wednesday. Easter is Sunday, Ramadan later in the month. The pandemic has made many of us rethink how we celebrate with food.
Yeah, that's right, including Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who joins us now from her home in Maine. And Kathy, you say that with the coming Passover and Easter celebrations, the key is to keep it simple. How so?
Well, in many ways, so many of us are used to celebrating with friends and extended family. I was looking through some old photographs at our Seder table, which had 20 seats at it a few years ago. This year, it will just be my husband and myself at home, but we are going to video chat with our two daughters in California and their partners, and we are all going to make matzo ball soup. We are all going to have a glass of wine together, and we will all light a candle and say a prayer and read some of the Seder together. I think the most important thing right now is not to ignore the holidays, that even though there's all this stuff swirling, that we are allowed to celebrate and we are allowed to keep rituals and traditions going.
Yeah. And I want to think about Easter for a moment. You know, there's dishes that are the center of a lot of Easter traditions. But you have a recipe you want to share for that as well.
I do. I have several. I mean, traditionally, people make a huge roast, a big leg of lamb, or they roast a ham. I'm saying take a look for something smaller this year. Presumably, you won't have a crowd. I have a beautiful recipe for a smoked ham or a pre-cooked ham where you make an orange and shallot glaze. It's kind of thick and gooey. Four ingredients that you throw on top of a ham and let it heat up and you keep basting it. Super simple, but still celebratory. Just because you don't have a huge ham doesn't mean that it's not Easter. And also, there are a million and one ways to use leftover ham and lamb, but also a beautiful plate of asparagus to celebrate spring would be a very simple and beautiful way to celebrate the holiday.
Yeah, Kathy, you also have a couple of other recipes that could work for any of the holidays.
I do. I have a salad that I absolutely love because it's colorful and it's bright and it just screams holiday. You slice a few different types of citrus, really whatever you can get, a tangerine, an orange, a blood orange, and then some fresh fennel bulb, very thinly sliced. And if you can find fresh mint, you scatter it on and make a simple lemon mint vinaigrette. There's also, you know, deviled eggs for the holidays, but for dessert, in the Passover tradition, you're not to use flour or any kind of leavening. So I always make a pavlova, which is a meringue cake, which you could use for Easter or Passover, that uses lots of vanilla-scented whipped cream and any kind of fresh fruit you can find or strawberries. These are simple recipes that will really help spread a lot of cheer on a day when you might be missing being with family and friends sitting at the same table as you are.
I can feel our website breaking. You're saying this because we're going to have all the recipes there. And, you know, when you mentioned, it's just so funny. I was at an older neighbor's home helping her the other day. And on her counter, Kathy, she had this really old recipe torn from a newspaper. It was from a women's group in Arkansas. And it was asparagus and deviled ham. Deviled eggs. And so, you know, these things are just so traditional. But this is a time when, you know, if you're, you know, standing outside in some areas of the country, waiting 6 feet behind someone to get into a grocery store, you may not be able to find some of these things.
True enough. And you're just going to have to be open to, as I've said before, seeing what there is and making use of that. I also really want to urge people, whether they're celebrating Passover or Easter, and even if they're only seeing friends and family on their computer screen, take off your sweatpants, set the table, put out the beautiful china, light the candle, let it feel as, quote, normal as possible in this time that is anything but normal.
Yeah,
definite ways that we can make this as normal as possible in times when we're not. Thank you.
And there's eggs.
Thank you.
There's, wait a minute,
yes.
There's eggs, and there's chocolate rabbits, and there's, you know.
And jelly beans.
Things. And jelly beans and all of those things. We are going to have all of Kathy's recipes, as we always do at herenow.org. Kathy, last couple tips for us?
I think just stay up, stay healthy, make something delicious, even if it's only one special dish that is part of your tradition. It will warm your heart.
Yeah. We've been talking about celebrating Passover and Easter with Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst at a time. You know, people might not be able to get the things that they want and might not have the people nearby they want to have them with. But as she mentioned, there are recipes you can make, and we'll have all of them and links to other dishes at herenow.org. Kathy, thank you, and have a wonderful transformational holiday.
Thank you. You too.